It's Jocktober.
Oh, yeah.
A celebration of all things shitty in radio.
That's not very nice.
Fantastic failures of pontificating proportions.
That's so bad.
Wow.
An interactive exploration of what makes radio rancid. Jocktober.
Yeah.
OMG.
Holes. Bits. And stunt boys.
This isn't funny.
It's time for Jocktober.
Wanna see the boat movie?
Ah.
Scott and Todd Fridays. That's right.
I want to see the boat movie.
I want to see the boat movie.
It's Scott and Todd Fry. How great is that?
You bet it is.
I want to see the boat movie.
I want to see the boat movie.
I
want to see the boat movie.
I got a tree on my house.
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 I want to see the boat movie.
I want to see the boat movie.
I got boats and trees in my yard.
Oof. He never said that.
It's a Jocktober's over. Stupid Chip.
Oh.
No, it's not over.
No, that's the over music.
That's the out. Yeah, it's Scott and Todd Fridays.
I love it.
Very excited.
And I'm hearing maybe a potential for another catchphrase.
I heard a couple on this when I was doing it that I thought could be, but I don't want to get expectations. I would rather just enjoy it for what
it
is.
Let it happen organically.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right or wrong.
Either way, we're going to have a blast today.
Attaboy, Sam.
All right.
Well, Scott and Todd Fridays. Now, who's a fan of Jocktober, by the way? Rob Bartlett writing me at like 4:30 in the morning.
He's right there up on the Imus show.
Well, he should know that they're going to be featured on it soon.
Oh, yeah. Tell him to tune in.
Oh, let's do it, man. That'd be great. Give him a good beating.
Oh, we're doing a bit. Apparently, this guy's cheating on his wife. And we're going to try to send him some roses because he's stupid. Yeah.
That Imus is fucking uncanny.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
By the way, off the subject for 2 seconds, I was watching videos. I have a bunch of our old videos I'm watching and putting some onto tape for myself, onto digital. And watching Patrice with fucking intern David.
Oh, that fucking line you tweeted.
I tweeted that, and it was fucking...
Oh, yeah.
How Jewish David was. He still has pyramid brick dust on his fingers.
He's so Jewish.
Oh, my fucking God.
Pyramid brick dust. Fucking Patrice,
what,
man.
What a funny thing to improv.
Oh, is that funny?
He was amazing.
But what a great reference for a Jewish guy, too.
Like, amazing.
So different than any easy, like,
right,
cheap reference that somebody would go for.
Yeah.
Pyramid brick dust.
And he was just fucking, it was just effortless.
And his delivery, yeah, it was just fucking.
Before we get into Jocktober, I got a very important phone call I got to take. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Here.
Don't do it.
Really?
What?
Don't do it.
Yeah, this is.
I knew it.
Oh, God damn it!
I'm not. How you doing, guys? Great.
What do you got? What are you calling for? What's on your mind?
That was saying the idea that the college should be a super team.
For fucking what?
About?
For what?
Oh no!
No, it was all over Twitter.
Who gives a fuck? This isn't Twitter. Like, you just called a live radio show to say that?
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Wait, I don't even understand what you're saying, Bobo. What's up?
There's a lot of tweets between me and Colin.
Saying what?
Oh, my God.
It'd be about me and Colin being a super team.
Oh, no.
Okay, then what? Then what happens?
I guess it just happened.
You know, does your self-centeredness know no bounds? We're doing like Jocktober, and if you were calling to have a Jocktober idea, but like, what in your mind?
This is the only reason why I take
would say to you, "Hey, let me interrupt the radio show with this horse shit."
I don't understand. Explain why you're calling again.
What?
Maybe we'll give you a chance here. I don't really understand why you're calling. You're calling why, Bobo? Go ahead. Please. Explain it. What's going on?
No, I would say that me and Colin should be like a duo.
What does that mean?
I guess a duo of the two guests.
Yeah, it's important to call up with.
Yeah.
That's really important. So now you said that. Now where do we go with it? Ball's in your court.
Yeah, I guess it happened. I don't know. I guess I'm not sure.
Well, you understand? I think, yeah. Is it dawning on you what a monumental waste of time this phone call was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good.
Yeah.
Also, I haven't listened in a few days.
That's irrelevant to us. We don't care. There are things you can just think or tell a friend. You don't have to tell the entire listening audience. Sometimes you have a thought. Me and Colin will make a good team, and it's on Twitter, and that's where it belongs. I will say I look forward to your radio show phone calls the exact same, you and Colin. Well, you know, me and Bobo. Mm-hmm.
Is Colin encouraging this, Bobo?
Yeah.
And so what does he want from us?
I don't know what he wants.
Oh, my God.
Maybe this one needed a little more fleshing out, Bobo.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't think this through, did you?
No, right.
No, right.
Right. I've kind of been in a pissed off mood. The charger for my XM.
Right, your dumb charger for your XM radio. The window repair guys stole it.
Yeah.
Again, what is that? What relevance does that have to this live radio show? If we were just shooting the shit and talking about the receivers and you called up, I'd be like, wow, bravo, good phone call, timely, yeah. Fit what we're talking about.
We were going into Jocktober.
We're doing Jocktober. I'm talking about Patrice, and you call up and go, me and Colin would make a good team. My fucking plug got stolen.
A super team, not just a team.
Right. Somebody stole my plug. Valueless. My Selsun Blue tipped over. Do you understand how idiotic that is?
Bobo?
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah.
My Captain Crunch box was empty. These all have the same fucking value as what you said.
And Jimmy's your hero, so this is going to be tough to listen to.
He knows I'm right.
I just don't understand why you haven't gotten a chance to listen to the show.
Mm. Oh, no. You motherfucker.
And you already know why.
There you go. Absolutely.
He's on to you.
He already knows why.
So I said, well,
all right. So I guess.
At least you got the literal response in.
Yeah.
So I guess you wanted a call to promote you and Colin as a super team. All right. Great.
Cool. How much more time would you like us to devote to this? Up to you. You run the show.
All right. Should I pick
Benson
to call
in? No, not at all. No. Talk as long as you see fit. Wherever you want to go, we're just fodder for your fucking mindless fucking meanderings in your head.
Yeah, Bobo, you called. Come on.
You called.
Go ahead.
Do you got?
Go ahead. What do you got? Go ahead.
Ball's in your court.
Bobo, you're on the air. Go.
Totally had right now.
Well, it was a good thought, though.
Yeah, absolutely. My plug's missing. I think it was a window guy. It's very important to stay in the middle of Jocktober.
Do you have any pets, Bobo?
Oh, jeez.
No. Monty, you on that one, too.
Well, he's on to you.
All right, you prove it, then. What am I trying to make you say?
No, you're just trying to ask me about my dogs again.
What about them?
Oh, but you already know them. I've said this a million times.
Yeah. All right, Bobo. I think this was another terrific phone call.
If you have the wherewithal.
I think we're going to put this on our next podcast,
wow.
Actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? He's just moaning and mumbling.
He hung up.
Good.
He hung up.
You have to. Sometimes the way to help a friend is to show them the error of their ways.
You didn't like his call?
It was absolutely a waste for everyone involved. If he was called up to go, I heard some Scott and Todd, and they said, I would say that's a relevant phone call.
What? I thought that it was...
Jocktober! Me and Colin would make a good Twitter team. What are you talking about?
I thought it was a perfect time to take that phone call. I thought it was perfect. I love it. I would annoy you. Scott and Todd, Fridays. This Jocktober, we start with Scott trying to throw to the weather.
Yeah. You know, they got Joe Nolan in there.
Ugh.
He does the weather on ABC locally in New York.
Kind of.
And then
I don't think he's a full-timer anymore.
Oh, no?
I think.
That's too bad.
If I know my local weatherman.
And then he also does Scott and Todd. However,
mm-hmm.
when there is no when for some reason throwing to Joe Nolan doesn't work.
Oh boy,
Scott has no clue.
Oh, he's in a spot.
Yeah, he has a. This is
he can't work his way out of a tough situation.
I would call this if Todd enjoyed awkwardness like Ron does.
Yeah,
this would be a Blueberries moment. You could get it for there's a
really
wow.
All right, okay,
a second of the blueberry
of
moment.
Standalone fruit.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this.
Scott and Todd in the morning coming up 8:45 this morning. Brand new album from Gavin DeGraw. He will be here to unveil it and tell you all about it.
Nice.
But right now, nice. Bill Evans tells us all about the forecast. Yep, and took off on me.
Mostly cloudy day today with a few breaks of sun.
What happened there. Todd saved his ass.
Yes. Yeah, it took off.
Obviously,
on me.
The guy does his stupid weather on tape. They want you to think he's there the whole fucking morning.
Of course.
He pushed the fucking button. It didn't work. That happens with us here.
Yeah.
And then he completely panics, and he has the forecast in front of him, and he's not smart enough to go, well, I better do the forecast. But Todd,
I better do it.
But Todd realizes, fuck, all right, I got to save the old man, and he starts doing the weather.
More rain today.
More fake radio. They can't just acknowledge the guy's not there.
Right. It took off on me.
There, took off on me.
What took off on you?
The tree.
I want to do that type of radio.
Yeah. Easy.
Quick intro and you push a button for weather.
A lot of music beds.
How easy would that be? A
lot of music beds.
And then if it doesn't work, you just get to sit there and talk gibberish. Yeah. Took off on me.
I'll be able to handle it if it doesn't work.
You think so? That would be
the toughest part of the whole job.
Yeah.
The gang does some Banksy material.
Keep it topical.
Love the Banksy.
Banksy.
Now the city's trying to say that they're not going after Banksy, by the way.
Oh, good.
Because that became a whole thing yesterday, because Bloomberg doesn't understand Banksy's art.
Did it?
But says he's an art fan.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You know, Banksy, did you see the thing in the paper? They fucking tackled that vandal. And it looks like the vandal from the other day. I might be wrong.
What do you mean, the vandal?
The Asian guy?
Yep. This guy that they tackled.
Wait, from the other day. I don't know.
Remember, there's a video of the guy defacing the Banksy?
Uh-huh.
Walking away.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, yes.
This looks like the same guy.
Damn.
It might be wrong, though. Maybe I'm just thinking because it's a hoodie or an outfit.
Yeah, Travis is just saying it's a different guy.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So,
while these people were looking, this guy came up to do it?
Yeah.
Because cunt.
Because you got to be the first one. So, but the Banksy fans were around there already, so they humiliated the guy.
They did, right?
Yes. Look at the pictures in the paper.
They just threw him on the ground?
They threw him on the ground and then just started snapping pictures. There's no video of it, is there?
What a cunt.
That's how they fight.
That annoys me, though. Like, he sees people enjoying it, and fucking little baby boy has to go put his name up.
Make it all about himself.
Oh, this fucking assholes.
Much like Bobo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that is. Me. All those graffiti artists, those jealous babies.
They are jealous.
You're like Bobos. Right on it, dear. He's better than you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Banksy is a better artist than you.
Yeah.
He's made a name for himself. You have not managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Got to write over everybody's shit.
You know, there's
fucking hate them.
And there's a person on staff that went to one of the Banksys. Troy Kwan.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, let's get him in here.
Yeah, we got to do Jacktober at the moment.
I want to ask Troy.
But this is like a hot topic.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Banksy
in
like New York City, and one of our guys actually went there and got a picture in front of one of the Banksys.
Let's get the info from the horse's ass.
And it's the one that was defaced, but the building owner put it back together.
We'll see it from the photo. Yeah, we'll see it from the photo.
Oh.
What? Fucking.
Like to talk
and
to
while Troy. They're looking at that, this cunt walked up with a spray can.
Yeah, so they humiliated him.
Good.
Yeah, so we're good with the photo.
All right, well.
And also.
Look, we just did some Banksy material. We did pretty good.
There it is.
Little update.
What?
WPLJ 95.5, the home of Scott and Todd, does not have a Facebook page up.
Oh, damn it, boy.
No, damn.
But they have so much fun, like, favoriting our tweets about them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Scott and Todd
page. I guess this part of it isn't fun, huh, guys? Well, we did Banksy material. Well, the gang over there does Banksy material, and Scott is not on the same page as everyone else.
Oh, no.
What a surprise.
Why?
Yesterday, elusive graffiti artist Banksy posted his 15th piece of art. He's the guy using New York City as his canvas. Yesterday's was a tribute to the Twin Towers. It's down in Tribeca. It's probably been painted over by now, but if you want to follow his work, there are only two ways. He's on Instagram or his website, BanksyNY.com. If you are one of the 26,000 people like Monk who are following him on Twitter, you've been had. That ain't him.
It's not him. I gotta unfollow him.
At first, I thought they were talking about that guy who used to work here.
Yeah, no, he's not an artist.
Brad Blanks.
No.
Blanksy, because that's what all his Australian friends would call him.
Right.
It's not him.
Oh, my God.
What a worthless non-contributor.
I thought they were talking about Blanksy. His Australian friends would call him. Man, I thought it was Blanksy.
What a dope.
That fucking Bobo phone call made me ornery.
Wow.
It was supposed to, though.
Damn.
Yeah. I did that for pure entertainment. Not it wasn't supposed to really hurt. Yeah,
I'm calling. Did you see me in college? Should be a super team.
And then that asshole graffiti really annoyed me.
I pick my spots with the Bobo calls. I think I picked it perfectly today.
You'd be a super team.
A super team.
Where does that go, Bobo?
I don't know. Right.
So what happened there? Scott was trying to be relatable there or something.
Yeah, he thought they were talking about Blanksy.
Who the fuck's Blanksy?
I used to work there.
No one knows.
No one knows him, though.
No one knows. No one cares.
I know we do some inside shit, but...
No one knows. No one cares.
No one.
Guy's bloody rich from radio, too.
Oh,
this guy's
true.
Bloody rich. Dead Star in the Envelope is over. What does that mean?
They do a game called Dead Star in the Envelope where they have a guy's name or a person's name who's dead,
uh-huh.
And it's in an envelope. And then the callers call in and guess who the person is.
Oh.
That hit the cutting room floor.
Like that.
Yeah.
So Dead Star in the Envelope is over. Scott thinks the Dead Star is the winner.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know, somebody calls in.
Oh, because they have contestants.
Yeah, somebody calls in and they guess.
I want to hear the whole bit now.
It was long, dude. It was just...
God.
How does the bit go?
You had the name in the envelope.
So, like a dead... Like, who would be...
This week, it was George Steinbrenner.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, he thought George Steinbrenner won the contest?
And he goes, the winner was George Steinbrenner.
Oh, wow. He's gone.
And then Todd goes, no, he was the name in the envelope.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so, okay, I want to understand this. So at least this is an original bit. So there's a celebrity that's now dead in an envelope, and what, they kind of ask
They start asking questions to start the game and say, well, is he a movie star? Is it a guy?
Okay, all
is
that shit. And then the callers try to figure out who it is.
Each right.
And you finally get a winner. Okay, so they reveal it's George Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
Just trying to set this up better. And then Scott does what he does best.
Big show on your radio. If you're looking for Dead Star in the Envelope, it's over. And the winner was George Steinbrenner.
Well,
he was in the envelope.
He didn't really win.
Well,
he's dead.
He was in the winning envelope.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
That's true.
He was in the winning envelope.
There's only one envelope.
Didn't he know? You think he was just saying that like the winner is George
Steinbrenner? No,
he worded it wrong. He should have said that.
All of them on the show, you could tell they all hate him so much, they won't let him get not one inch will they give him.
No.
The minute he says anything.
He's the guy in the envelope. No.
Fucking idiot.
No.
Oh, boy.
He is an idiot, but a lot of them have a gig because of him, and that fucking Todd Pettengale annoys me more than he does.
Do you like his voice?
No.
At least it's funny, right?
It's a fake fucking voice, and to me, he's just the fact that he just borrowed that jerky boy thing as his own makes me sick. Something so iconic,
right?
Such a famous like my shoes. Who doesn't know that that's the jerky boy?
And it's not even something where you could say, well, that might be just parallel thinking.
Bullshit.
He's blatantly biting it, and fucking, I don't know. Scott's just a doddering old fool.
Jesus, this is tremendously bad.
Very good news. This next track.
Oh, I thought one of their names were in the envelope.
Scott talks about a car being made on a 3D printer. Uh-huh. He is placed directly on the... anyone?
Pay no mind list.
I have not seen one of these yet, but some engineers in Canada have come up with an idea, Todd, that you can actually build a car... with a 3D printer.
By the way, could you pause for a second? He says Todd's name because he looks over. Now this is radio; you can't see, but imagine if you will. Scott goes into this, but launches into this great break. Todd is not even. Todd has his face buried in a newspaper, paying no attention to Scott and his dumb story. He then has to say, Todd! Like saying, hey, look at me.
Todd's verbal language is telling Scott, let me know when you're done with your bullshit so I can do the
right,
show.
Exactly.
So I could do my horrible fucking phone.
E-Rock, you got a take on this?
You are right.
Yeah.
But also, he does the name cue because sometimes they're still out in the hallway outside the studio.
No, they're not even in the studio.
Because he stays in there the entire time, almost.
Ah, Todd.
So, he'll say their name so that they're in the hallway. Oh, he's calling for me. I got to go back in.
Ah!
So he'll start the. So Scott will start the break, and Todd hasn't even bothered to rejoin the show
right.
yet.
Right.
Right. Pay no mind.
A total pay no mind. Yeah.
3D printer. You heard about that?
You can what?
Have a car. Build a car.
Out of a printer.
Yeah.
It's that same one, Todd. Remember that story where guys were using printers to make guns? It's the same thing. It's not a printer like an HP that you got in your house.
No, no, no.
But they've already made a prototype. Yeah. They call the car Urbee, U-R-B-E-E. And they're going to drive one of these cars from New York to San Francisco.
A printer car?
Yeah. It seats two people. Runs on three wheels. And they say they can do the whole trip for 10 gallons of gas.
Oh.
It's not electric either. It works out to about 290 miles a gallon.
Wow.
Relegated to the pay-no-mind list.
So three wheels.
Pay no mind. So, item number one, Scott Shannon.
So he's down to just reading news stories.
Yep. While Todd sits there, he gives Todd setups, and Todd's big punchline is,
And Todd didn't feel like playing at that
he doesn't like
moment.
No, he doesn't like it.
They're gonna print a car, not electric.
Meh.
By the way, that was interesting what Scott was talking about, because it's like cutting-edge technology. He's probably right.
Yeah.
And that fucking frosted-haired twat sitting next to him. Younger.
Live read time. I'm going to talk about Steven Singer.
Time for song time. That fucking frosted-haired zilch sitting there probably trying to think how to shoehorn cornball lyrics.
Yes.
What does he think? He's this young fucking hip, hilarious guy.
Yeah.
Scott is a doddering nothing. Believe me, he's shit. But I'm starting to like him a lot more because at least he's just up there babbling and trying to do a current news story.
Well, we don't know the inner workings either.
I'm sure he's a horrible cunt, but I'm just saying from what I can hear.
A real fucking.
He's going to be inspired by that. In my printed car, I am driving across the country.
Yeah.
Shoehorn.
Printed like a piece of paper. Got a girl, I think. You know, we'll see where
my
we'll go.
My printed car.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got a new song, Perry.
Who farted, first of all?
Not me. Oh, Jimmy's laugh.
Dude, it's horrendous.
I didn't get
I had Mexican
any.
Yesterday.
How do you not smell this one?
It must be the air currents what pushed it that way.
It's over here.
I had Mexican food. Sorry.
What are you pushing out today?
A little Mexican food.
Oh, no. Nope.
But you're not pushing out any fear or...
No, no, no. I'm not scared.
Or anxiety? Nothing?
No, that was what happens is when
just
I eat Mexican food, cheese and onions line my colon. And then they kind of like... Oh. It's like when gas goes through, they all high-five it like a football player running through that thing of football players.
Oh, right.
So
yeah,
it picks
yeah.
up a lot of stink.
What did you have? What kind of tacos?
I had the tuna tacos.
Tuna tacos.
That's like a pussy.
That's right.
It was the girl lady who brought in the tacos.
She
for
was
us.
Cool. Those tacos were really good.
I had three, but they're small, soft tacos. I don't like the hard shells.
Well, how about she fucking makes bigger tacos?
I didn't mind. Three small ones were good. And I had...
Stop babying your tacos. Let's get the fucking tacos out
I know,
of the
those
back.
Are tiny little
they
fucking
tiny,
tacos.
They were tiny, but delicious.
Very tasty.
Very good.
But
she
I like
spends all day preparing.
Like taco sliders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Dude, I'm thinking of that dumb thing, too.
The gang talks about a concert put on for do-gooders. What's that mean?
First of all, somebody just sent me a photo
yeah.
Of Todd Pettengill's Pay No Mind list.
Okay.
Number one, Scott Shannon.
Very good.
Number two, ownership of Comedy Concepts.
Very good.
Number three, acting lessons.
Nice. Good.
Number four, speaking in your real voice.
Yes.
And number five, natural hair coloring.
Those are all on Todd's Pay No Mind list.
Yes.
Oh, that fucking...
That frosted hair thing is a little rough.
It is weird.
That's very mysterious. That's some mysterious shit.
You think that's
mysterious? I gotta look younger because the kids are listening.
So basically...
Ugh. When you start fucking... When it's a frosting...
Frosted.
A light frosting, that's mysterious shit.
E-Rock, have you frosted your hair of late?
Of late, no.
I don't you think should. It, I have like you ever look. Frosted it, though?
Oh, he frosted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. In the early days?
Oh, he was
in
frosting.
In the early days, yes, but then I just went and bleached the whole thing.
Let's get inside the mind of someone who loves frosting.
Yes, and let's do that via bullet.
He does love frosting on his head and in it.
What? When I said it subtly, it wasn't funny?
No. I didn't hear it.
Fuck!
What did you say?
I said, let's go to a guy that really loves frosting.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Mine
was just a little more subtle.
I was inspired.
E-Rock. E-Rock.
Yeah. Oh,
Why did you frost your hair? And be honest.
Because it looked different. It was nice at the time.
Different or cool?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool, huh?
Because it looked cool?
It looks good when the wind is through it while you're fucking racing your boat down by the Keys.
You know,
in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was.
I wish you were racing your boat between the U.S. and Mexican border.
The Opster ones.
Frosted?
No.
No.
Highlighted.
Highlights.
The Opster ones highlighted.
Oh,
highlights.
One's highlighted. Hear me out. Because the Opster, when he had his hair a little longer, he enjoyed how the hair looked after the summer because it really got blonde.
Yeah.
Because I'm borderline redhead here.
Uh huh.
But in the summer, all blonde because of the summer. So then, you know. November, December comes around, and now it started getting that mousy red. And I'm like, man, I really like how the hair looks, after the summer.
Yeah, so how could I keep it that way all year?
So I went in. I told the guy, I'm like, look, I want some blonde in here.
Oh.
But it can't look like it was done. I want it to look natural like it's still summer.
There's no way that doesn't work.
So the Opster had it done. He went home. And boy, did my dad give me a talking to.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Did he think you were a little light in the loafers?
He was a little disappointed.
Oh, man.
He wasn't happy that the Opster came home with lighter hair.
Oh. Would you use L'Oreal?
I went to
Revlon?
I actually went to a place in Centerport.
Oh.
Just a shitty little joint.
You should have used at Smith & Wesson.
He yelled at you while you were in the bathroom, naring your legs in the sink.
Pops was, a bit older when he had his kids. You know, he wasn't a Beatles guy. He was a Frank Sinatra guy. So
Doesn't understand.
He absolutely had an open mind.
Yeah.
Sort of. He didn't understand. He didn't understand earrings, and he didn't understand lighter hair on his son.
On a son.
And you want to guess if I ever did that again?
I would guess no.
Never. Mm-hmm. That was it. I was about. Yeah. I want to say I was about 19 or 20. I think.
Little Opster.
The Opster. There's my story. But frosting. I don't know. That I think is even like.
I frosted my hair. Yeah, that's pretty good. I feel let's just be blatant here. It's pretty gay.
So what's the do-gooders concert?
Well, they did a big concert in the city, I guess, and the only way you could get in is if you got points from a website for doing good deeds.
That's stupid.
So you ran a marathon for breast cancer.
Boo!
Recycled all your cans or I don't know.
Oh, that's nice phrasing, ironic. Sam.
That's funny. That was accidental, but I liked it.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's dumb. How do they keep track? It's like a paid forward thing?
Yeah.
All these people are paying it forward, so let's now get a band together?
Yeah.
Who was part of this concert?
A lot of people. Alicia Keys.
That overrated fucking...
Alicia Keys is very good.
She's what?
Very good. Very good.
She's terrific.
Pretty face with E.T.'s body.
Look, you know, there's some
huge
issues.
Huge butt.
There.
She's got some issues. A huge square butt.
Yeah, because she sat behind that piano
SpongeBob
too long.
Ass.
Allowed it to push out to the sides.
Yep, yep.
Ladies, you can't sit down that much.
That piano bench needs to be contoured.
Right.
Because there are all these chicks that play piano. You're sitting on this flat bench. Just, and you, in order to be good, you have to play that piano for hours every day. So you're sitting on a flat fucking bench. Make it a little more ergonomic for the ass.
You're just mushing your butt.
Yes.
And pushing it out to the sides.
Can't they make a piano stool or bench that has a little ass cheeks in it?
That would be nice, right?
Shape that ass.
Who else was in this concert?
I don't remember now. I think they
that
mentioned
that was John Mayer.
Names. Yeah, John
and
Mayer.
Stevie Wonder.
I saw
that after that yesterday.
It was a pretty big concert.
Doesn't sound it.
No, Alicia Keys, John Mayer, and Stevie Wonder. Fairly.
Who else was in that?
Fairly big.
David DeGraw.
Well, I guess they're talking about the Do-Gooders concert, and Scott is a senile, old.
Oh no,
man.
See, Todd, you had to go on the website and amass points by completing an array of awareness-building tasks.
Couldn't just show up. You had to do something.
No, I'm too busy.
That much
doing good.
I knew.
I'm too busy doing good. I don't have time to go to the website.
Well, no, but if you're doing good, you can go ahead.
Yeah, but I didn't know. You got to prove it.
Yeah, no.
It was like Alicia Keys, Elvis Costello.
Oh, well,
these pretty big, big event.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be. You got to prove that you did something good.
Do gooder. Yeah, well, you had to do it through the website. You can't just walk up there and say, "Here's what I did."
Well, what if I had been driving a Tesla?
No, it's you have to get points. It's through this organization. What's your car have to do with it?
Because
what car you drive?
Because it's a battery car.
Okay,
we got one.
That's battery
it.
Car.
That's it.
Because it's like a battery car.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Because it's like a battery car.
What is he talking about?
Why did he even bring up the battery car?
Why is he talking about a Tesla car?
I'm going to take my battery car to the boat movie because there's a tree on my house.
I don't know.
I actually know the answer to why you're talking about it.
Why?
He's a dumb cunt.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
What did that mean? It's a do-gooders concert, so what?
So he drove a Tesla.
You sign up and prove you did something for charity, whatever?
Yeah, whatever it
so
is.
So what does the Tesla car have to do with it?
He's saying, what if I'm doing something good, like for the environment or whatever, by driving a fucking economic...
Okay. That's such a stretch.
Environmentally...
That's such a stretch.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
It's one of the battery cars, you see.
Battery car.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
You going to try to re-listen and figure out if we missed something?
You have to get points. It's through this organization. What's your car have to do with it?
Because,
what car you driving?
Because it's a battery car.
God, it's like a battery car.
All right, when you isolate it, you don't need the because.
No.
That's why I wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
It's like a battery car.
That's all you
it's
need.
Like it's like a battery car.
But you need the, it's like a battery car.
Yeah.
That's the part we need. Obviously.
I love it.
Yeah.
You have to get points. It's through this organization. What's your car have to do with it?
Because,
what car you driving?
Because it's a battery car.
it's like a
battery
car.
There it
it's
is.
It's like a battery car.
Oh, you got it right. Perfect. Nice.
It's like a battery car.
It's a like a battery car.
Every car has a battery.
Battery car.
I'm fucking not doing the last three tracks.
Uh-oh.
Look, this is not supposed to annoy us.
It's Scott and Todd Friday, and there's a formula and a way we do things around here.
I will accept the next track. I will.
But
I'm not doing three tracks on a phony scam.
You know how we do this.
Oh, no.
We don't cut
clips. There's
three
tracks dedicated to another fucking phone scam.
No.
Well, I'm not going to make it shorter than it is. He does 6-minute phone scams. We're going to listen to the whole thing.
What's this one? He goes to a glasses place in the Empire State Building?
And they fell off.
It's brilliant shit from Johnny. Well, before the big conclusion of Scott and Todd Day with the phone scam, we got to go with the other staple of the Scott and Todd show.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And that would fucking do it.
Look how mad we get.
We're angry at
this. This is supposed to be fun for everyone.
No.
We have such fun with the banter.
Is it better than the, what does the sock say?
Song. Another song.
Win.
Where's the What Would the Sox Say song? I got to hear that.
I don't know why you guys wouldn't have that for
fucking,
us today.
They're fucking World Series
bound. I'm not
bound,
even kidding. Some of the stuff you got to just assume we're going to want to replay. The Sox thing, come on. We want to replay, especially with the big win by the Sox last night.
So bad.
Is it going to hurt you when the Red Sox are in the World Series again?
Nah, I give a shit.
I don't give a fuck either.
Don't care.
Fudge.
Poor Yankees just had a horrible year right from the beginning. What? Oh, God. Look at the way he walks. Look at his arms.
He trudges.
He's like a Simpsons character.
E-Rock is a trudger.
People must have been trying to take pictures of him when he was in Simpsons land because they thought he was one of the characters. Oh, Tubby McFatso. Jesus, <man. laughs> he just heard me.
Eric is a heavy walker.
Oh, he is,
like,
right?
He does trudge.
Everything is like a fucking high jump. He just trudges forward.
He walks.
Lumbers.
Exactly like that of short film of Bigfoot that the guy took on horseback. Yeah. That's how E-Rock walks. His arms swing.
Did you read the Yeti story today?
What?
There was one in the paper.
Did you read that? What the fuck was that about? They actually found some samples and they did the DNA thing on it, and they're saying it's like it's a mix between a polar bear and a regular bear. And now they're motivated to try to go find one of these fucking things for real. Where did that article come from? Where's the paper?
The famous one. The fucking famous one in California. I want to say the guy's name was Robert Johnson who faked it. I'm just going by memory there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the story online? Could you read it? CNN is reporting this.
It is a myth like the Yeti or his North American cousin, the Sasquatch.
CNN's full of bullshit, too, obviously. But there's other news organizations that are really, like, they don't give a fuck if it's real or not.
Yeah.
But what is CNN saying in this article?
Well, it comes from Bigfoot Files, a documentary series on Britain's Channel 4 TV network.
Suspicious.
Channel 4. All right. And the works of Brian Sykes, a professor of human genetics at Oxford.
Okay. Well, you got an Oxford guy involved.
That's pretty good.
Sykes' research focused on two samples in particular, both from the Himalayas, but found about 800 miles apart, one in, two different regions. To his surprise, testing found a 100% match with the polar bear jawbone in Norway that dates back between 40,000 and 120,000 years.
Oh.
So they're saying it's an ancient polar bear.
So it could have been some fucking old, ancient, fucking prehistoric thing.
Yeah.
Stop.
Wait, so they're saying they found it? I mean, what are they saying?
They took the sample from something they feel like is a lot newer than 40,000 years old? Because they're comparing it to what the polar bear was 40,000 some years ago.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, they're saying that... It's an animal now.
They feel like it's a newer animal they found. They tested it and it's very accurate to
what they had 40,000 years.
They are genetic match to ancient polar bears.
Ancient polar bears.
What does the fox say though?
I think it's beep 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 beep.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
What does the chip say?
You gotta do all your characters.
Wait. What does the Craig say?
Craig. I fucking hate Craig.
He's terrible.
Oh, you just bought yourself a year of Craig.
That's why you gotta just be quiet. I told you.
I know. I can't just hide this one. I can't hide this one, though.
Oh, you bring me such joy.
But then then they add the bear to the mix here, Sam, don't they? It's a long article.
Yeah.
Oh, we all hate long articles.
If
you have something to say, say it in the first fucking paragraph.
I like a good summation.
Yes.
You got to go through the who, what, where, why, when.
Yeah, but you could do it all in the first paragraph and then go, hey, if you really want to learn more, then keep reading. That's how I would have every article.
I just like clicking on a video. Now
that's even better.
Said, oh, there's the story under the video. Oh. Who's reading?
Oh. I see a possible video.
Let me see, Sam. I can't see.
This might explain everything without
conspiracy theorists. The mystery of the so-called Yeti is the gift that keeps on giving. Since the 1920s, climbers in the Himalayas have been under the spell of tales by Sherpa porters and guides about a wild and hairy creature, also known as the Abominable Snowman. More recently, in 2007, TV producers armed with infrared cameras spent a week in the Kumba region where Mount Everest is, and they produced evidence of what they claimed were day-old footprints.
You're looking at five digits, the shape of a foot, a heel, very anthropomorphic.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Plenty of times, right.
In 2011, scientists and Yeti enthusiasts came together and said they were sure the creature lived in Siberia.
Siberia!
On a visit to the Kemerovo region, the discovery of hair and a large footprint inside a cave only increased fevered speculation. Now fresh research is tackling the Yeti mystery. Professor of Human Genetics Brian Sykes studied hairs from two unknown animals found in the Himalayan regions 800 miles apart.
After big feet and fucking hairy. It's one of Jimmy's dates.
Wait, pause. Pause.
Ancient polar bear.
Chick with a pecker.
After the most advanced DNA tests available, he found that a sample completely matched that on a database with an ancient polar bear jawbone found in Norway, possibly dating back around 120,000 years to a time when polar bears and brown bears were separating as different species. He reckons the mysterious animal in the Himalayas could be a hybrid of both. The research mirrors that of mountaineer Reinhold Messner, who found a 300-year-old Tibetan manuscript saying the Yeti was a variety of bear. Yeti believers will pore over the latest findings, but they are far from a substantial conclusion, and Professor Sykes says the results need more interpretation. Enthusiasts may oblige, but for how long can the search be for footprints before the next step needs to be looking for bones?
That's not that unbelievable that if they find something that turns out to be a species of bear, it's the fact that it's some weird humanoid.
Right.
That's what I don't
buy. It could be a new species. Yeah. You know, that we just haven't. It's nothing's new, obviously. We just haven't discovered it.
Ah, new species.
Yeah, genetically, it could be different. But a lot of things, that, you know, what happens is the DNA is passed down through seminal fluid. So a lot of times I'm carrying some in my cheek and gums, like skull. A pinch of tobacco. I'll take some clear stuff and I'll rub it between my cheek and gums.
Clear stuff.
Yeah, I go into a glory hole and I scrape around the hole and I carry the DNA between my cheek and gums. So I'm carrying other men's saliva and seminal fluid.
There's a lot of shit we haven't discovered yet still.
You think?
And I'm sure the first time someone saw an elephant, they were like, what the fuck is that? And
yeah, why doesn't he go to break?
And now we just look at elephants like, oh, look at the elephant. But there was a time people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, it looks like they were doing legitimate testing.
Yeah, but they're trying
some shit they found.
They're trying to shoehorn Bigfoot into some fucking bear thing.
But there was a time, there was one creature and then it kind of split into a polar bear, then into a regular bear, I guess.
Where's the missing link?
But what was that thing like?
Big, probably.
A lot bigger, you think?
Big teeth.
And then how does it just kind of mutate into like two different things? And why?
Something fucks something else.
Yeah.
Something gets a hard on and rapes something smaller.
Could be a mutation. Could be environmentally influenced.
But then why does the original thing go away? You got the one that is a polar bear thing, right?
Well, as things evolve, the old thing usually withers away. It's just basic nature.
Right.
You know? Unless, of course, the new evolved thing takes care of the part that isn't that we evolved out of.
Gotcha.
And then they don't get extinct. They stick around like the dodo bird.
The dodo bird.
It's a dodo bird. So I'm
all right. Anyway, Scott and Todd Fridays.
Big boys, he's got some big shoes. Give me some big sneakers. Jesus.
Dr. Chip.
some cornflakes in my mustache.
You asked for the what does the sock say? And with the big win yesterday, and with one.
Oh, God.
And they're one win away from the World Series.
Right.
You know, this song we made fun of only yesterday is now really hot.
It means something.
Yeah. It really means something. Uh-huh. What was the name of yesterday's Jocktober show?
I don't remember.
See?
I have no idea.
It was Carson and Kennedy in Boston.
Carson and Kennedy.
See, they shouldn't take it so personally. We don't even remember them.
No.
After it's over.
But they came up with a terrific song parody.
Yes.
And we're going to play their socks thing before we play the new song parody from Scott and Todd. Oh.
Okay.
Sox go boom. Oh. Playoffs now. Valentine fired. Fans cheering loud. Oh. Fenway Park. Big Poppy.
Poppy.
Play is back with Gomes and Napoli. Pitching staff with Lester's K's. Oh. And a Basco. Pow, pow, pow. But there's one.
The guy's out of breath singing it. He can't even keep up with the song.
It's recorded.
He's dying for air.
Yeah. Well, how about you don't run up the steps?
Dying for air?
F with Lester's K's and a Batsco. Pow, pow, pow. But there's one sound that we all know. What does the Sox say? Win, 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 win. Win, 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 win. What does the Sox say? Beer, 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 beer. What does the Sox say? Green, 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 monster. Green, 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 monster. Green, 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 rawr. Green, 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 monster.
Wow.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Wow.
There you go. You requested that answer. So there it is.
Well, yeah, I did. I did. Go enjoy yourself, Sox fans.
But it is Scott and Todd Fridays on Jocktober. It's time for their song parody.
Don't play that fucking song again. Not for our Sox.
That lady yesterday.
Oh, God, she was fucking unsexy voice.
Scott and Todd in the morning, 95.5 PLJ.
I got a feeling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a bad night.
Oh.
That tonight's gonna be
a bad night.
Bad.
Why?
We're gonna find out, man. Here's the reveal.
Will explode on our heads at midnight, and our future ain't looking so bright, and my sphincter is getting really tight. Tonight's the night, they're shutting down, so who's to blame? Pick any clown, it's such a joke.
What is this about?
We're going.
I don't know. Why don't we know what it's about yet?
I can't even figure out what this is about.
I think it's just about having a bad night.
About what?
I don't know.
What are they closing down?
I don't know.
There was no intro. Government shutdown. Okay. All right.
I couldn't
even figure it out.
Well, how about they explain that?
Also, why would you... This was played yesterday.
Yeah, well, the government
was open.
It's open.
They figured they could get one more spin out of their gym.
Let's spin it once more before we can't do it again.
One more spin.
Out of their gym.
It's terrible.
Their precious
before
soul.
They have to retire it to another awful CD.
I think it's funny.
Pick any clown. Oh. It's such a joke. We're going broke. It's up in smoke. I got a feeling. Oh, crap. That tonight's gonna be a bad night. That tonight's gonna be a bad night. That tonight's gonna be a real bad night. The death ceiling.
Oh, there. Oh, ceiling.
We'll explode on our heads at midnight, and our future ain't looking so bright, and my sphincter is getting really
sphincter?
Tight.
Sphincter, you dummy.
Sphincter.
I hate sphincter.
Scott and Todd in the morning, 95.5 PLJ.
This is going great.
I love that.
I didn't know that part was there.
I love that. I'll be honest, that wasn't as bad. Here's why. Because it was topical.
Yeah.
And it was tolerable. Like, it was actually, he was singing about something that was going on, and it wasn't as corny and shoehorned as the other ones have been.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. I thought the same thing.
It was okay.
We're
like,
trying to be fair here.
For a corny radio show parody, it was like, it's fine.
It was bad.
And there's the slam. For a corny radio show.
well, meaning that they can't even do anything edgy. Like,
no, it was
bad
because, first of all, you barely even knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't entertaining. But... Minimal shoehorning.
Yeah. The expectations.
Wait. What was.
Yes, that's what it is. You expect so
sphincter
much worse.
Annoying me.
What,
yes.
Sphincter.
What was more entertaining?
Yeah.
The parody song we just heard.
Or the fake fucking phone call from earlier?
Yeah, wait. I got my fingers crossed.
I was more annoyed at the fake phone call.
I was much more annoyed. This
swear.
Didn't even annoy me.
I swear. No, this was nothing. This was like fucking, just nothing.
All right.
A partly cloudy 75 degree day. That's what that was. Just, you don't even notice it.
It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today's Jocktober.
What?
I think we...
Are you sure? Because that's not everything that I pulled.
But Pat Cooper's coming
pull
in
your
soon.
Dick.
We got some time.
Get some time before Pattykins gets here.
Yeah.
Pat.
It's all about dignity.
Yeah. You might be making an announcement today, though.
Oh, yeah?
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
Hey, yeah. Pat, it's good to see you. What the fuck do you know what's good for me?
Ah, who cares?
You never call.
I do.
We do call. You can't hear us anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. We talk to you.
Like a battery car. It's like a battery car.
Plug that cocksucker in.
What? The battery?
He sounds like a retarded child talking about stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Tree on his house, the boat movie. It's like a battery car.
Like a battery car.
They could just put another Scott in there. No one would give a fuck.
No.
Just put another Scott in there and say, hey, man, right. You know, we'll still pay you, whatever.
Yeah.
But we got to get another Scott in there. It's phone scam time.
Oh, come on.
Phone scam.
I was ready to stop Jocktober. Remember, you were the one who said we might have a few extra minutes. I was ready to move on.
Let's hear
what
it.
Is that sea creature? Did anyone figure it out?
Are you saying that as a woman? See the letter C?
It's a type of fish.
Why haven't we seen it then before? Well, obviously, it's a type of fish.
I think we've seen it, but in
we've seen it?
A lot smaller.
It's tilapia.
That's a big one, yes.
Yeah?
Where?
Well, they've been showing it like fucking 10 people on the beach holding it up.
It's pretty impressive.
It's big, long, like an eel.
Oh, yeah, it's an eel.
Would you freak out if you were in the water with that?
I freak out in the water if a fucking guppy swims up to me. I'm petrified of fucking fish.
Even
are just, you?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to be in the water with them.
They're scared of us.
They have the upper hand. No, they're not. They nip at you. Even the little ones. And then the big ones, forget about it.
Well, it's the yellow ones when you go into the Caribbean.
What?
Those tiny little yellow fish will nip the shit out of you.
I'm petrified they're of fucking swimming with fish. I don't like living things around me in the water.
My fellow snorkelers know what I'm talking about. Yeah, these dumb yellow fish, they will just nip at you.
Give me a good pool any day.
They're a pain in the ass.
Hate that. And jellyfish. Can't even see them. They're invisible in the water. Fucking crazy.
How do they live?
Oh, my God.
And I don't want the real answer, so shut up.
They don't even make sense to blob a living jello.
How do they move? How do they get around? How do they eat? How do they see? They're the most fucked up things ever.
Disgusting. They're tentacles.
Phone scam time. Not even the tentacle ones, because you can almost understand, okay, there's something going on there. I'm talking about the ones that are completely see-through.
Right, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck's going on there?
I don't even know.
It's an oar fish. What's an oar fish? Hold on a minute. I'm not going to a guy named Chip.
An oar fish.
Well, come on. You got to talk to the guy. He may have a good point.
David in Ohio.
David, my David.
Yes, it's an oar fish.
What is an oar fish?
It's a fish that fucks a lot of people.
It's an oar fish. You fucking oar.
Yeah, it's a fish that helps your boat move.
Ah, that's it.
Right. I want to see the oar fish movie.
I didn't hear you do your phone cut out.
Oh, no, you don't. Not me, Jimmy.
Not me. I love it. What is an oar fish, though? I don't understand.
It's one of those really deep-in-the-sea creatures that you rarely see.
Yeah.
You know, and when they do find one, everybody wigs out, but it's really pretty common. They usually find them much smaller.
Wow, that thing was giant.
And it's like, it's, you know, long, like an oar, so they've called it the oar fish.
Got it. But it's some kind of mutation's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Something has gone wrong.
No, I think what went wrong was it just
this phone call
died and floated up. Yeah, well, besides this
phone call. Sorry. You weren't supposed to hear that. Sorry.
Oops.
I was trying to be sneaky. Thanks, David, actually. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm always not here for you.
All right. Have a good weekend, David. Ohio checking in. Here's the stupid fucking phone scam.
phone scam time. Pay attention. Got $100 worth of New Jersey instant scratch-off tickets.
We got an email from a young lady who wanted to set up her mom. Now, she apparently helps watch the kids and really is a doting grandmother.
This didn't happen.
Thinks her grandkids can do nothing wrong. We're about to change all that. This is called Bring Home My Gnome.
It's called fake.
Why do the prank phone calls have to have names now?
Exactly.
Catching names.
Oh, it's got to be
just right fun. There. Just nice something name. To bring out the phone.
Sure.
Yeah, why bring home my gnome? Why how did you see where the call goes?
Well, this is called Bring Home My Gnome.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Who is this?
You're on the phone with me or someone else?
No.
Someone else.
You.
I'm looking for Mrs. That's you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Wisping Cornholer.
Yeah.
I live 8 houses over from you.
Another funny name.
Can we tap
funny
out?
Names.
No, I didn't hear it.
Did you hear what he said his name was?
Wisping Cornholer.
You know what cornholing is, right?
I do. It's when one man fucks the asshole of another man.
Ooh. It's funny, right?
Yeah. A captain left a sinking ship. I guess he was disgusted by all the cornholing that was going on. Q&A. Captain left the sinking.
Cornholing.
He said it with such fucking disdain, Nick Nolte. Because Roger Montalvo had been getting fucked in the ass by another guy who fucking Brennan threw in the fucking lake.
All right.
Wisping Cornholer.
Yeah.
I live 8 houses over from you on the left after 2 quick rights, a jug handle, and a swing around. You know the house?
No. Well, what do you need?
Well, I'm calling about your little devil seeds that reside in the home there.
You mean my sweet grandsons?
Yeah, they're not so sweet. Lyle and Eric is what we call them in the neighborhood.
That? Really?
They kicked their soccer ball through my...
What?
You get why you call them Lyle and Eric?
Why?
The
Menendez
brothers. Remember
what year the Menendez trial happened?
Sure.
Yeah, it's topical.
Very topical.
By the way, do you hear the fake old person voice?
Yes.
Well, I can't talk. I've got to knit. Spanky, let's be reasonable.
Yes. Very good. But. Oh, that's good.
No, I got to hear the rest of it.
No, now we got to get through the whole thing.
That's
I'm 3 sorry.
Tracks.
I apologize.
We call them in the neighborhood.
Really?
They kick their soccer ball through my screen door, and they hit their baseball my rhubarb bush, and they scratch my VW bus with their hockey sticks, and they pooped on my stoop.
Oh, I doubt that very much.
You got the rose-colored glasses on there, Mrs. J.
No, I think you have the wrong children.
These little miscreants stole my gnome drone.
What?
They stole my gnome, Jerome.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I think a 6 goes here.
Oh, no.
Why, is that
is there an arrow pointing to your penis?
What?
One, two.
Oh.
What happened?
Oh. I need you focused on this, buddy.
The other track or something?
I
got to try to figure out where the one goes.
No, I understand that's a Sudoku deal over
there. His voice is utterly enraging. The fakeness of his voice.
I got a gnome thing. I just got my gnome Jerome.
Gnome Jerome. Poop on my stoop.
I got funny poop stuff. On my stoop.
You like that?
Funny stuff.
It's like, I want to sit him down in a room and just look at a chair and go, what are you doing?
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
You mean, what are you doing? Because I'd like to learn how.
That's what Opie said to Dave Douglas.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
What? It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
You mean when Dave Douglas would come in and complain about your content that you had promised him you wouldn't do?
Shut up, Sam.
Yeah, but you know.
And then he'd say, you guys promised you wouldn't do that.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff, though.
Opie would say it's good stuff.
It would anger him. What? It would be what? It's good stuff.
Because you know what? That sounds like you're not taking him seriously as your boss.
Like,
I gotta hear that again. Anyway,
oh my God.
But first this.
Oh,
first.
Right. Yes, please.
This poor lady has no idea.
Yeah.
She's on the radio.
You know what a gnome is?
I know what a gnome is. I have not seen it.
Well, I haven't even described it. How would you know if you've seen
it? My angels would never take anything that doesn't belong to them.
Well, who's in charge of Heckle and Jekyll over there?
Me.
You are.
I am their beloved grandmother.
Yeah, but you're not doing a very good job there, Mrs. J.
No, I have a lot of experience with children.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Listen, do you know if they plan on making a ransom call? caller am I supposed to hire the A-team to get back my gnome drone?
The A-team. The fucking A-team.
The A-team.
I gotta hire the A-team to get my drone gnome.
Remember that show?
Oh, my fucking God. How am I going to get that back? Is Gilligan going to take the boat and go to get it?
Would that be a good line for him?
It would be more topical than the other shit he's been saying.
He comes up with clever names for the boys,
though. Oh, he does, yeah.
True.
Yeah, this is Whippoorwill Jones.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Oh.
The Menendez brothers. Lyle and Eric. Is he going to go with Bonnie and Clyde?
I hope so. I mean, this stuff is just fun.
God, does he go Bonnie and Clyde?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Jerome.
They do not have your Jerome.
Why don't you keep Butch and Sundance inside for the winter months?
I was close.
They were.
I was fucking close, Sam.
That was close.
Shit.
Butch and Sundance.
Butch and Sundance.
All right.
That's really
I see what he's doing
good.
Now. He's going with those names. You know,
why don't they keep
those names of people that got in trouble?
That's fun.
Why don't they keep Fredo and Michael? How fucking old are you?
Fredo and Michael.
Guy's the worst.
Of your Jerome.
Why don't you keep Butch and Sundance inside for the winter months and give the neighbors a little break? I saw the little one whizzing on his dog yesterday as I was looking out my window while the big one documented the whole crime scene on his flip cam.
His dog Ring Tin Tin.
Oh, check YouTube. I bet it's viral by now.
If anything about my babies goes on YouTube, I will set John Q. Kelly on you.
Who's that?
He's a very famous attorney.
Do you have his number?
If I did, I wouldn't be giving it to you. Why in the world would I give it to you?
Well, why should only one person have good representation?
Well, you go find out where he is yourself.
Maybe I'll hire Gloria Allred. She'll show up at your door in her best pantsuit. You know what? You'll be visiting the Wonder Twins at Rikers Island by the time she gets done with them.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you can bake them an applesauce cake and smuggle in some blow so they can negotiate the conditions of their dating calendar.
Well,
that was a cut-in. Did you hear that?
Yeah. No.
I got to go back. You didn't hear
that? I didn't
catch
that, no.
That was a bad one.
That was a bad one.
You can hear the background noise drop in
and out. It completely drops out because what he did there was he had a clever line he thought of after the fake phone call. And he decided to pump it up by squeezing it in.
He did it with the last two comments.
No, I hear him, but this one's really bad.
By the time she gets done with him.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you can bake him an applesauce.
Hear the dropout?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Hear the dropout, everybody.
Well.
He gets done with them.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you can bake them an applesauce cake and smuggle in some blow so they can negotiate the conditions of their dating calendar.
Well, I don't even know what that means. I am too old to take this from an individual I have never seen who probably looks like a gnome.
I don't look like a gnome.
Ugh. I don't look like a gnome.
It fucking stinks.
Oh, man.
It fucking stinks.
Breaker for the bandit. You better not come around here.
She's doing a typical old lady fucking cartoon voice.
I'm literally surprised she doesn't yell, a masher is assaulting me.
A masher.
Puppies.
This is utterly horrendous.
You got a comment?
He edited part of his own comment because the background noise of her call dropped out, but then comes back as he's still talking. So he edited his own comments.
It's terrible. It's just terrible.
You guys ready for the big reveal here on the phony phone call?
Please.
It's all about the big reveal.
Apologize to me.
I apologize to you, but to your grandchildren, I curse at them.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's just terrible.
Well, they're robbers.
No, they're not.
They're stealers.
I don't believe it. I will never believe it.
Well, do you know where is my gnome Jerome?
I have never seen it, heard of it, don't know what
it's lady
like.
Would
it's
stay
probably
on the phone
in your bureau
zero,
room.
None old lady.
My bureau room? What is that?
Where your dresser lives.
I doubt that very much.
Could it be in your drawing room?
I doubt it.
How about your kitchen area?
Or my kitchen area.
What about your garage?
And I don't have a garage.
I want my gnome back, my gnome back, my gnome back, my gnome back. I want my gnome back, my gnome back, my gnome back.
What's your name?
Wispin Cornholer.
Well,
you writing it down?
Commercial? I'm writing it down, and I'm going to call the FCC.
Your daughter knows me.
I don't think she does.
No, she does, because she actually called me to set you up. You're on W.
Why would
she know that it was a radio thing?
Why would she say I'm going to
call the FCC.
FCC only deals with broadcasters, radio. Basically, and TV.
Oh, boy.
And other, like, minor shit, but in general, radio and TV. So why would she be knowledgeable about the FCC when,
and why would
when
she
this
say
is supposed
that?
To be a fake, a real phone
right.
call?
Why would she say that?
I'm
what an idiot.
Call the FCC.
God, he is fucking horrible.
But that is true. The FCC does deal with phones, too. But it's,
nobody would say that. No,
come on. You say the FBI.
Yeah. Yes. Come on.
Is there else
you writing it down?
I'm writing it
down.
Oh,
I know what FCC means. Fake call, cocksucker. Fake corny call.
Yes.
Down. I'm writing it down, and I'm going to call the FCC.
Your daughter knows me.
Cut. I don't think she does.
No, she does, because she actually called me to set you up. Uh-oh. You're on WPLJ Radio.
What?
You've just been phone scammed.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Thank you, Mrs. J.
Okay,
have a good day.
Bye. Apologize to me.
Wow. For Pete's sake.
What?
I love it when she rolls with that. You've seen my gnome.
I have not seen it.
All right.
She's starting to giggle a couple of times in that scene.
Yeah, no, I loved her voice. Sometimes you get a voice like that, you know?
If anything about my babies goes on YouTube, I will set John Q. Kelly on you.
I hate that we're in this business with these fucking idiots.
They fucking stink.
I like the boys are back in town. You've been phone scammed.
Oh, yeah. But this is why the business never gets respect, and this is why A-listers and all these other fucking people don't want to do radio.
Yeah, because of that shit.
Because of this horse shit, because there's way too much of it.
God, is that fucking enragingly bad.
It's embarrassing.
Oh.
You've been phone scammed.
You've been phone scammed.
Yeah, have I?
Have I?
I've been phone scammed.
Do-do-do-do.
Ah, I just take care of Mrs. J. This is WPLJ Radio.
You certainly phone scammed me, dear.
And that's it for today. Thank you, E-Rock, for helping us out with the out. Scott and Todd Fridays.
Never fails.
And we got a new clip out of it, which is great.
Like a battery car.
You know what? We're back in with Scott and Todd Fridays.
Excellent. I'm glad.
Last Friday, I don't know. I was thinking, fuck, maybe it was a bad idea. But we're back in. We'll do another Scott and Todd next Friday.
Yeah.
God, that's terrible.
All right. Well, that sucked. To hear the Opie and Anthony Show 5 days a week, live on satellite radio, online on your phone or tablet, or even on demand, go to SiriusXM.com. Also, interact with the Opie and Anthony Show on Twitter, @OpieRadio, @AnthonyCumia, and @JimNorton.